800-500-5266. Online, you can go ahead and join us at kboo.fm and know that you are supporting this kind of programming that gets you relevant information that you can use to make a difference in your life and in the world. Tomorrow, all day long, we'll be having our News and Public Affairs Day special. You'll be tuning into that, you know, starting at 10 o'clock in our lifetimes, working to end white supremacy and racial oppression. 9 to 10, it's Veterans Voice, veterans looking at the issues of peace and war. I mean, where can you get this besides KBOO, my friends? Nowhere else. And how does KBOO do it? They do it with your support. Please call your support in right now, 877-500-5266.
Over 200 people came out yesterday in Salem to support Native American treaty rights and in opposition to a proposed Nestle water bottling facility in the Cascade Locks. Organized by members of the Columbia River or Nichiwana Native Fishing Community, the rally featured Native drummers and speeches by grassroots Indigenous activists, traditional leaders, and two members of the Warm Springs Tribal Council, which has come out strongly in opposition of the Nestle project. Also speaking were activists from the Local Water Alliance in the Gorge, a Cascade Lock City Council member opposed to the project, and environmentalists. The rally was called to bring attention to a proposed water rights transfer that would allow Nestle to gain access to water from the pristine Oxbow Springs, which supplies water to the Oxbow Fish Hatchery. The protesters called on Governor Kate Brown to come out in opposition of the transfer and bring more transparency to the process, including public review. KBOO's Paul Rowland was at the rally and brings us this audio. The first speaker is traditional Klickitat Chief Johnny Jackson.
Water is a source of life for all people, all beings, and all life. The animals, the fish, and the plants, the timber, and whatever grows around it. And those springs that we're going to be talking about today, it's where my people lived in village and homes along that river and in that area way before the white man came down that river. And those springs were the source of that they used the water for their everyday life. And they respected it. It's a part of the way we look at our religion and the way we use our religion. In any important ceremony that we have, water is there for the beginning of the meals to the end. And those springs there are very sacred. There were many springs as that one is there. And our village, the villages that were there, and the people that were there, protect it and use that water. It was for their use until the white man came and moved them out of there. Moved them up to Warm Springs and some over toward Yakima. There's a very great misunderstanding by the people when they come to this part of the country and look at us people of the river. We are river people. I'm a river person, and my grandfather and the grandfathers before him were the families of chiefs. My people have had great respect, and we still have great respect for the Columbia River, because it is part of our life. Today, that water is like sick from the dams. The fish is suffering in it. The only good water that we have are from them springs and from them tributaries that go into that Columbia that are still clean yet. For how long, we don't know. Tell somebody else like Nestle wants to come in and make a profit off of it. Because he doesn't understand my people. He doesn't understand our religion and our way of life, which was all is here, and the respect that we have for what is there, the resource, that water. We use that water from the beginning of our lifetime to the end of our lifetime. That's how important water is to us. That's how important them springs are to us. Nobody made them springs. The Creator put that in so that we could have that water, clean water. Seem like the new people have destroyed everything or polluted everything or done wrong to everything else around this Columbia River. Now they're starting on our precious springs. This is our way of life. And I'll never consent or give up a way to let that spring be used for anything else, but except the way it always has been. There's been not enough damage done to the Columbia River and all our fishing areas. Let's not destroy what we have left. It's hard to make people understand our way of life and the way we look at this earth that we are a part of. We are a part of that earth, that land where those springs come out from. When we go back to the earth as part of that. You look at what's happening to your fish nowadays, that's because it's what's been done to the Columbia River. The only place that the fish can find a best place to survive and replenish is by the water coming from them springs, like that area there. All them tributaries in that area was a village site of my people on both sides of the river. And they were removed. We never depended on the mighty dollar or anything. We always had food. Our food was in the mountains. Our food is around that area where those springs are. Our medicine was right there. We didn't have to go to no clinic or doctor to get our medicine. It was there, provided for us. That's how important that spring is to us. And any other spring along there, where I live, over in Underwood, there used to be a spring up on that hillside. It's no more, because people developed above it and drained it out. There has to be an understanding between your people and my people to know what is important in life for each other. You people depend on clean water. We've always had clean water. But if you allow somebody to come in and destroy it and use it for something else, then we lose it. And what good is it going to do? It's only going to make him a prophet. He doesn't care whether you survive from it or anybody else. And it's not his to take. Sometimes, in our way, water is a medicine. You can't live without it. Even your people can't live without it. And our springs and our water is not for sale. It's not to give to anybody.
Our next speaker sits on the Tribal Council of the Warm Springs Tribe. I'd like to introduce Carlos Smith.
I'm an elected official for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, and I'm also on the executive committee for the Columbia Intertribal Fish Commission up in Portland. Our tribe unanimously passed a motion to send a letter to the state and to Cascade Locks and let them know that we're opposed to the Nestle deal. I'd like to maybe start a little bit further back. Cascade Locks. Johnny talked a little bit about it. But the Columbia River, historically, that's what brought us together. You know, that's what brought our tribes together. The Wasco Indians, the Cascade Indians, the Warm Springs, the Yakima, we're all from that area. The Wasco Indians are from Cascade Locks. You know, that dam has covered up our villages. We have people that are buried there, people buried in Cascade Locks. We have a history that goes back way before America was established. And I think that it's important to understand that what that water is doing there in that fish hatchery. That fish hatchery is there to try to mitigate what's happened to the Columbia River. You know, the salmon runs were depleted because of overfishing and the dams. And the nice, cool spring water that goes there, that's helping reestablish the runs. It plays a small piece in that. The Kritvik tribes, the Warm Springs, the Umatilla, the Yakima, and the Nez Perce, we've worked hard to restore those salmon runs. It's a part of our life. Not only has those historic runs been the past couple of years, historic meaning getting over a million, but in the past they were over 20 million. It's just that no one here has seen that. But it's beginning to build. And I think it's important to understand that that water, like Johnny spoke to, and the salmon, that is a way of our life. Changing that water or trading that water out, I'm not sure why there hasn't been more public meetings on that. I'm not sure why there hasn't been input. I know that our tribe is opposed to it. You know, in the long scheme of things, our people come from that area, and our people used to drink out of that river. You know, I hear my grandparents would talk about going down the Columbia River and dipping up water, and that's what they drink in their household down there. I don't think anyone here would do that today. And our tribe is opposed to anything that's going to damage salmon or it's going to damage fresh water. Our tribes are not sport fishing. Our tribes are utilizing that salmon to live. We have high unemployment on our reservation, almost 70%. And the way that they get by is by harvesting salmon out of that river. I hope the governor reads the letter that we sent, and I hope that Cascade Locks reads the letter that we sent, that we don't support this. And it is important to us. Our people have been there since time immemorial. You read our treaty, our people come, the Wascos come right from Cascade Locks. Again, we have people buried there. We had villages right where that fish hatchery is at. And we've sacrificed to let these things happen. But getting rid of good, clean, cold water just for a market in a time when we're in drought, no one's going to argue we're in drought. No one's going to argue that there's no snow on the mountain. No one's going to argue that the temperatures in the Columbia raised and that salmon died because the water was too warm. But taking that cold water out of that system is not a good deal. So thank you so much. Thanks for coming out.
Coming up next is Rose City Native Radio. But first, we go to Ani and Linda to talk about supporting people-powered radio, the only 110% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
Thank you, Devin. This is Linda. And thank all of you out there who have been calling in and becoming members. And actually, many of you have been coming in. I think we've had three or four guests come in.
It's been fantastic getting to meet our listeners this afternoon as you drop by 20 Southeast 8th Avenue between Burnside and Ankeny in Southeast Portland. Yeah, it has been busy down here, and that is a wonderful thing. We are nearing the end of our fall membership drive. It ends tomorrow. It ends tomorrow evening. And I have to say, we have a little ground to make up. We thank you, evening news supporters.
Yay!
Because in fact, you have helped us pass the goal for the evening news. Also, with that generous matching grant from an anonymous KBOO member, we so much appreciate that. And we still have a little more ground to make up. So please do keep your calls coming in. 877 500 5266. It has been so super gratifying. It's been wonderful. It has been a great afternoon to be here supporting KBOO Community Radio ourselves with our energy, with our labor, and asking you to support it with your finances, because that's what it takes. It takes everyone doing their part. Linda is a volunteer news producer here. I'm a volunteer public affairs host, and I'm also on paid staff to help new people come in and learn how to use KBOO to be the media themselves. And it's wonderful to work together in this team with you, our listeners, our grassroots support. Please call right now and continue this momentum. It has been a wonderful last couple of hours here as we are making up ground during this fall membership drive, but we still need to hear from you. Have you been contributing $5 a month or $10 a month for a little while? Can you give an additional one-time gift along with that? Or can you bump up that monthly contribution by a dollar or $2 every month? Every one of those things adds up so that we can, in fact, continue our success with your support, strengthening the communities. 877-500-5266.
Or 20 Southeast 8th, like the other people who have been coming in and making their contribution in person, been part of the fun down here of getting together when we're on a membership drive. It's 877-500-5266 to call in and become a member right now. If you're one of those out there that's new to Portland and you haven't been a member before, this is the perfect time to call. Show your support for the kind of programming you see with our news and public affairs. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to have special programming for you, In Our Lifetimes, Working to End White Supremacy and Racial Oppression. That's what our, you know, investigative reporters and program hosts are going to be bringing you tomorrow. Please do show your support right this very minute. 877-500-5266.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.